जयमा भागवत मुहूर्त द आवर ऑफ गॉड। श्री अरविंद माता जी इस कालखंड से जो हम गुजर रहे हैं, दिस मोमेंट ऑफ टाइम थ्रू विच वी आर ट्रांजिटिंग, दे हैव कॉल्ड इट द आवर ऑफ गॉड, भागवत मुहूर्त। सो जो विषय है हमारा और उसके पीछे जो सत्य है वो ये है कि इवोल्यूशन टेक्स प्लेस इन टू स्टेजेस। जो विकास होता है वो दो भाग में होता है। पहला जो एक लंबी तैयारी होती है, देयर इज अ लॉन्ग प्रिपरेशन व्हेन नथिंग इज विजिबल आउटसाइड। जैसे अंडा लंबे समय तक उसके अंदर चिड़िया बन रही होती, बढ़ रही होती है, द बर्ड इज गेट चिक इज गेटिंग फॉर्म्ड बट नथिंग इज विजिबल आउटसाइड। इफ यू आस्क समबडी व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इनसाइड द एग, ए कैजुअल पर्सन में से आई डोंट नो समबडी सेज देयर इज अ चिक, हाउ डू आई बिलीव इट। नाउ इमेजिन यू गो टू अ फार्म लैंड एंड आई एम गोइंग बैक, कितने साल पुराना है ये, 21 years, 34 years, दिस प्लेस। Imagine if somebody asked Aryamuni, Aryamuni ji, यहाँ क्या हो रहा है, तो वो कुछ बोलते, मैं ऐसा कुछ अपना जो उनके एस्पिरेशन है, तो लोग कहते एक और एक और आगे आपको बहुत सारी बातें बताते कि ये रिजर्व फॉरेस्ट है वहाँ, वो कहानी हम सुनेंगे, मैं वो सुना नहीं रहा हूँ और वो है मिलिट्री का भी वहाँ पर कैंप है, ये है वो है, पॉलिटिशियन है, माफिया है, आप ये सब क्यों कर रहे हैं, आपका पास पैसा है, सब है, एंजॉय करिए लाइफ को, या कोई चैरिटी में दे दीजिए यही होता। सो देर इज अ लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम व्हेन नथिंग विजिबल इज हैपनिंग ऑन द सरफेस बट समथिंग इज हैपनिंग इनसाइड। दैट हैपनिंग इनसाइड इज बाय द ईश्वरीय प्रेरणा, बाय द Divine will which is expressing itself in some individuals here and there, and to the rest of the world it seems impossible, and that is a long period of time। Savitri mein uske ek line hai, ek passage, thoda thoda raspan karte chalenge। So Savitri mein ek passage hai jahan par page 24 par, तो ये वो पीरियड ऑफ टाइम है व्हेन नथिंग विजिबल इज हैपनिंग आउटसाइड। इनफैक्ट मे बी व्हाट इज हैपनिंग आउटसाइड इज जस्ट द ऑपोजिट ऑफ व्हाट वन वांट्स, एंड द ब्यूटी इज दिस ऑपोजिट ऑफ व्हाट वन ट्रूली वांट्स एंड्स अप फैनिंग द एस्पिरेशन। व्हाई दिस गेम इज बीइंग प्लेड लाइक दिस, सो दैट वी गेट रेडी। If suddenly Lord Ram comes and ascends, then people will, they will not change. They will be the same, like Asura. So it's not just about conquering an Asura, but a change that has to come place, which we have to be ready. हम लोग को तैयारी होना है। तो उस तैयारी का एक पीरियड चलता है जो हम देखते हैं मध्यकाल से भी पहले भारतवर्ष में लगभग सब जगह पर चलता है 600-700 साल से, जब कितने सारे लोगों ने एक सुंदर जगत की, एक सुंदर मनुष्य की स्वप्न को अंदर में धारण करके, दे हैव लिव्ड विद दिस एस्पिरेशन। इफ यू रीड द सिख मिस्टिक गुरुज, तो वो क्या बोलते हैं, वो ये बोलते हैं कि हमारे, देर इज अ होल सॉन्ग ऑन इट, बेगमपुरा, ए वर्ल्ड वेयर देर इज नो सॉरो, बेगम, नो सफरिंग। They've conceived of a world, but they saw it beyond. पर उन्होंने वो कहानी सुनाते रहे, जरूरी थी क्योंकि हम कहीं ना कहीं वो हमको पोषित करती है, इट यू नो इट हेल्प्स अस, नरिशेज अस विद दैट रिमाइंडर। माँ से एक बार किसी ने पूछा, मदर वॉज इन इजिप्ट, तो उस समय वो रानी हत्शेपुट, शी वॉज क्वीन हत्शेपुट, एंड जो वहाँ सन टेम्पल है, सन टेम्पल का चार्टर बिल्कुल ऑरोविल की तरह है अगर आप पढ़ेंगे, और सूर्य का मंदिर है बिल्कुल। तो माँ से किसी ने पूछा, डिड यू दैट टाइम वाज देयर ए पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ ऑरोविल, सी सेड नो। So why did you give this charter? She said, to keep the aspiration and memory in the race. तो ये लंबा जो प्रिपरेशन होता है उसमें हमारे अंदर की अभीप्सा, आवर एस्पिरेशन इज डेवलपिंग, ग्रोइंग, एंड ड्यूरिंग दैट पीरियड अपेरेंटली सीम्स लाइक गॉड इज पासिंग बाई, नॉट बॉदर्ड, नॉट कंसर्न. सी व्हेन यू रीड व्हाट तुलसीदास फेल्ट व्हेन यू नो बाबरी मस्जिद इज बीइंग डिमोलिश्ड और दैट वॉज बीइंग बिल्ट, नॉट डिमोलिश्ड, ही वुड बी वेरी हैप्पी. But when it was being built, he has written it, he has penned it down. The pain, the anguish. Because in front of him he is seeing his icon, his lords, whole thing being overrun. But ye bhi Bhagwan ki leela hai. Leela ka hissa hai. Leela mein hai na wo. So that when the time comes through the struggle and the pain, we become ready. So that also has a place in life. See, the divine does not create anything just randomly. Oh, why does he let us go through all the difficulties, challenges? Because what he wants to give us, he doesn't want to give us a whole airlines in gift to a 4-year-old boy. You know what will happen after that. So he wants that what he is going to give us, we should be ready to receive it. There are so many things about Sri Aurobindo. Mother keeps asking. And he says, you know, world is not yet ready. Not yet ready. Not yet ready. So this is what is described, a period of preparation. A long, dim preparation is man's life. Page 24. A circle of toil and hope and war and peace. People feel very happy. You know, when First World War ended, League of Nations is formed. Ah, at last there is peace. Sri Aurobindo says this is elusive. Then UNO was formed after the Second World War. This mother said this fraud is going on there. Openly. She said, and there is a line in Savitri passage where Sri Aurobindo says, the heart of there must be peace upon earth, but the heart of man must first deserve peace. The debt to Rudra must be paid, because Rudra still holds the hand, the world in the hollow of his hands. So law of Vishnu comes later, after the damage the you know Rudra has. You have to pay a debt. He has formed this world with terrible violent forces. You have to pay the debt. So he describes, dragged out by life on matter's obscure ground. So what happens through all this? The bhumi, bhumi pujan, bhumi ka manthan. When we look at the stories of the wars, I mean, it is amazing. Now it's hardly war, it's drones and economic. But look at wars where people, I mean, you read the story of this 300, those men, Sparta, how they really fought against, you know, a whole army. What kind of courage? Now you have these remote control devices. So that, what, why all this? So that the human body can learn to, it becomes prepared. Why? Who can fight such a war? When one knows that there is something greater than the body, instinctively. That's what we see in Kargil war, Vikram Batra. What was he saying? Ye dil maange mor. This was his code word. And these Pakistani soldiers sitting on heights were dreading him. They were trying every way to track him and kill him. And finally they managed to get him. The movie has been made on that. So that is a preparation through which humanity goes. Ek lamba period jisme hum struggle karte hain, suffer karte hain. Lekin humko lagta hai Bhagwan kyon peeda de raha hai? Kyunki उसने जो अमृत फल रखा है अपने हाथ में देने के लिए, ये उसका तैयारी है. जब हम जीवन को ऐसे देखते हैं, व्हेन वी लुक एट दिस वर्ल्ड दैट यू नो डिवाइन इज मेकिंग अस गो थ्रू दिस स्ट्रगल, दैट आल्सो इज, ही इज इन द स्ट्रगल आल्सो एंड द एफर्ट एंड ही इज इन इट्स रिजोल्यूशन. इट्स बिकॉज ही इज प्रिपेयरिंग टू गिव अस समथिंग विच इज फार ग्रेटर. इन हिज क्लाइंब टू ए पीक नो फीट हैव एवर ट्रॉड. जो माँ चाहती है कि बच्चा मेरा एप्रन पकड़ के रहे, मदर हु इज सो ओवर प्रोटेक्टिव डज नॉट वॉन्ट द चाइल्ड, यू नो एवरी टाइम द चाइल्ड स्टेप्स आउट शी इज ऑलवेज फॉलोइंग हिम, दैट मीन्स शी हैज फिक्स द चाइल्ड्स कैपेसिटी विद इन नैरो लिमिट्स. यू सी अर्लियर पीपल यूज टू से ना, मोहल्ला क्या, गांव के बाहर चला जाएगा तो बर्बाद हो गया. मीन्स इफ यू गो आउटसाइड योर, आई रिमेंबर यू नो आई ट्रेवल फ्रॉम माई विलेज ऑल द वे टू FMC पुना एंड दैट वॉज लाइक अ बिग चैलेंज. देवर वॉन्टिंग की यू स्टे इन बनारस, बनारस मेडिकल कॉलेज ऑल्सो आई गॉट देयर, यू शुड स्टडी देयर, इट्स नियर बाई माई मॉन्ट्स, एवरीबडी इज देयर. Because there was a Pune, going to Pune from, you know, any place in the north is like almost going abroad. No mobile, no messaging. But see, that was the state earlier. If you go abroad, you have to come back, do Shuddhikaran. But now the barriers are broken. Abroad has come at your doorsteps. Once Sri Aurobindo was asked, by Tagore, why don't you carry your teachings abroad? They will listen to you. He said, when Europe, he used the word Europe. He says, when Europe is ready and want the teaching, it will come here. So there is a long period of simply going through the practice session. The real match is yet to begin. The real match is the inner battle. Okay. In his climb to a peak no feet have ever trod, he seeks through a penumbra shot with flame, a veiled reality half known, ever missed, a search for something or someone never found. So long period you see the mystic poets. It's anywhere in the world. I have read, you know, Indian mystics, Western mystics. See the anguish of their heart. Eri main to prem divani mero dard na jaane koi. Jo main aiso janati preet kiye dukh hoye nagar dhindora peetti preet na kije koi. Mira bhai, see singing. Eri main to prem divani mero dard na jaane koi. What anguish she must have experienced, you know. Crying for beloved Krishna. And she is, see they have nourished this soil. Once I went to Rajasthan and there was somebody who was debating, and I said, see, they were not much in favor of, you know, Meera, because the tradition, see, she broke from the tradition. No, tradition would want her to take care of her in-laws. And in-laws were shocked. Meera is a Vaishnav. So she asked Tulsidas, says, what should I do? I am caught between my deepest truth and my in-laws. So Tulsidas says, Jake Priyana Rama Vaidehi, So Chhadiye Koti Vairisam, Jadapi Param Sanehi. And then he gives examples, Bali Guru Tejo, Vibhishan, Bandhu Bharat Mahatari. All examples of those who abandoned, left behind, because this is the inner war without escape. For every step forward, there is a war. Kurukshetra, it's everywhere. Otherwise, it's a leap of faith. That's why it's called a leap of faith. So for a long time we are being ready for this great leap which Sri Aurobindo brings. So how do we get stories? So we have penumbra shot with flame. Penumbra is that little halo around the sun. Oh, something is there worth trying. Oh, there is an ideal state. Aaj chal ke tujhe main leke chalun ek aise gagan ke tale. Aansu bhi na ho, gham bhi na ho, jahan pyar hi pyar chale. So, you know, there is that aspiration and seeking. Some people call them madmen. And these mad people become the norm and the... Sri Aurobindo says at one place in one of his letters to his wife. He says, you know, I am, as you must be knowing by now, that the man you have married is a madman. And then he says something very interesting. He says, you know, if the madman succeeds, then they call him a genius. But if he fails, everybody mocks at him. He says, my state is that I am still in that category. Will you come with me and be my strength? So he says, ki, ab उस समय जो मैडनेस लगता है श्री कृष्ण को, भूरी श्रवा जैसे लोग, यू नो इवन रामाज वंशज, ही फॉट फॉर द कौरवास, पीपल नो दैट हिज नेम इज ब्रहदबल, बिकॉज ही सेड कृष्णा इज नॉट राइट, व्हाट ही इज डूइंग इज नॉट द करेक्ट वे. Bhurishrava tells all kinds of things against Krishna on the battlefield. Shishupal, all of them say, this person, you call him deserving of the Rajasu Yagya and all this. Because they cannot understand Krishna. Today, the world worships Krishna and there's so many things in the name of Krishna and his influence. So in the beginning, there are some touches, there is something greater, something beyond. Mystics strive for it, aspire for it, but it is not there. So is that wasted? No. So that's what he's saying. Some people think it's a waste, so they go into that otherworldly pursuit. But an endless spiral of ascent and fall. So all the six pralayas that have gone or the six ice ages are a preparation for the great leap. That's what Shobindu puts it, today is the great leap. And I look at it like that. You see, people, when you throw a hammer throw or discus throw. So you see that a person who is going to throw will run around and put it like this. So what is he doing? If supposing you take a time-lapse photography, so when you see the hammer in the front, oh, see, he's going to throw, but he'll take it behind. Again, sorry, what happened? He is preparing. Preparing for escape velocity. That's how rockets are sent into space. So the six pralayas were not meaningless things. There were a preparation that the seventh creation will leap into the future. When the divine throws a discus, he throws like cycles of Chatur Yugas after all. He is not just an ordinary person. So we have, until at last is reached the giant point through which his glory shines for whom we were made. And we break into the infinity of God. That's the whole process. कई बार lives का ये journey होता है. कई बार इसका भी उदाहरण देता हूँ. ये तो बहुत ही माँ की grace है कि such a grace that Arimani ji could see the fruits in. Of course, lives behind we don't know, but you know. Otherwise, many times it is given to some only to prepare the soil. Others to plant the seed. Still others to water, still others to nurture. Some will come and enjoy the fruits and flowers. It's okay, it's one reality. It doesn't matter. That's how one should live. Whatever is given to us, we should take joy in that labor. That's how our Purvajas have taught us. See, Bhagirath, King Sagar died. His sons were all dead. Then second king, I'm forgetting his name, Uttanapad or somebody. And then comes Bhagirath. Bhagirath succeeds in bringing the Ganges down. So there is a long preparation through which all rebirth is a effort at preparing for that giant point. Rebirth is not about pap and punya, reward and punishment. God has better work than judging us, you know, and whom will he judge? There is no other for him. Doesn't Sri Krishna show this in his vision? In whatever way men act, they do my will. So when such is the vision, the great glory. So to imagine we have turned God into a super cop inspired by Western movies and Semitic religions. He is sitting there sending people to eternal damnation and heaven. No. Through the rebirth and the cycles, we are constantly moving forward to reach a point. So this is the preparation. Then comes the hour of God. When the hour of God comes, strangely, inexplicably, everything gets tied and there is the great leap. So Sri Aurobindo and the mother say, this is the moment we are going through now. All the efforts, look at it, sometimes I just feel Brihadaranyak, the rishis, how they were aspiring. Asadoma sadgamya tamsoma jyotirgamya Mrityurma Amritam Gamya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. One way is from darkness to light. Another is in this realm of darkness there is light hidden. Martand. In this realm of Asad there is Sat which is hidden. In this realm of death Shubhendu says, repatriate immortality to extract that. And some people maybe must have seen this mantra. It was found in one of Shubhendu's diary notes. And you know what is written below it? He has written the mantra. And below it, Shubhendu writes, Tathastu. So we are living in the age where, which is approaching the fulfillment. That is the hour of God. But hour of God is, as he says, a fire and a whirlwind and a tempest, a treading of the winepress of the wrath of God. Everything will turn topsy-turvy. Nothing will happen according to your wish, your will, your fancy, your imagination, desires, hopes, gone. Even Pandava Kaurava side, many Pandavas may be thinking, after these fellows die, ultimately Pandavas, I think we'll win. All of them wanted their share of pie. Gone. Virat gone, Drupad gone, all of them, the great ones gone. So he says, there is a long preparation, then the hour of God. Now in the hour of God, he says, start like that. There are periods when, you know, mankind is preparing and the based on the ego, we get our results. So based on your, if you are a very wise, intelligent man, God has endowed you, you will get a seat in Harvard University. Wait, this is the next part of it coming. Or maybe the JNU University. Or maybe you'll get a job in BBC. Cycle of time changes. Harvard University gets discredited. People say BBC news we cannot rely upon. See how cycle of time changes. That is the process. So there is a hour of God when based on your ego. Shakuni is a dhurt. He wins the game. But a time comes when no dhurtata works. Nothing works. You know, in the Shakuni story, that's how last, you know, Shri Krishna plays the last game of dice with Shakuni. When all are died except for Bhima. And Shakuni is, what will happen? So Shri Krishna says, hey, you know, we got a night to wait. Why don't we play a game of dice? Suddenly he thinks there is a hope. So he says, okay. He says, well, if you win this time, still you have a chance. Duryodhan is somewhere. And he can crown. He awakens in him false hopes. Like if I put high tariffs, maybe we'll become great again. He doesn't know. Krishna Bhagwan ne usko chhal mein ulja liya hai. This is just a couple of days. I think Shakuni died on 16th or 17th. They are playing the dice. So Shakuni loses very badly. He says, ye kaise hua? How did this happen? He says, asli paasa to main fekta hoon. तू सोच रहा है तू जीता था, मैंने तुझे जीतने दिया था. He says in the Gita, no, I am the cunning of the clever man. This Shri Krishna says in the Gita, in Vibhuti Yog, even the clever man's cunning, it's me. That's how Sri Aurobindo is revealed, that the buddhi of all these people is in my hands. He says, I let you win. Why? Because the Pandavas have to be prepared thoroughly through the fire. So that when they come, they don't do the same stupidities that you people have been doing. So now, you know, that's the hour of God. Then suddenly there is a leap. And when there is a leap, then it's an entirely something new which comes. So what is that new? That also he's describing. He connects it with Ashupati, who for ages they have toiled, even mother and Shubhendu. So here that line is about Shubhendu and the mother's tapasya for ages. Since, you know, if you read the dialogue of Rishi Agastya with Indra, Koloki with Indra, Shubhendu gives it great importance in the Vedas. So he wants to go ahead and Indra stops his way. Not our Puranic Indra. Puranic Indra is like human, but the Vedic Indra. So he doesn't allow him to go. Maruts have helped him to come to that point where he can break into the infinity of God, but Indra says no. He is pushing him back. He falls down. He says, you are a friend. You are one of the gods. Why are you stopping my way? So Maruts are the thought forces. And Indra is the last gate into the infinite. So he says, no, you are not yet ready. Maruts have taken you here, but you have to be ready. Shobindu gives a great importance to this story. It's documented in some verses of the Rig Veda. And there is a dialogue between Rishi Agastya and Lopamudra. You can say Mother and Shobindu. And they are saying, how long will it take? They are digging the earth for a long time. The earth consciousness. So Rishi Agastya says, long, very long. Connect with the time, age of Rishi Agastya. Birth of Tamil language. Go back in far back times. That's the time he brought Tamil to the southern state given by Shiva. So we see that for a long time they are laboring in many lives. Different forms. There is a whole story of somebody asked Sri Aurobindo, Nagin Doshi, I think, he, in this life you have come as avatar. See, Sri Aurobindo is indirectly admitted about his being avatar, huh? Time to time, like when Champak Lalji drew a diagram. So, in this life you have come as an avatar. What were you doing in previous lives? Sri Aurobindo doesn't say that, well, why are you calling me avatar? He simply says, in previous lives, we were there as vibhutis. Gentlemanly. What you were doing as vibhutis? So he says, we were carrying on the earth's evolution. So disciple says, what does it mean? To explain, I will have to write the whole history of the world, spiritual history of the world. And when we look at some of Sri Aurobindo's past lives as Danton in French Revolution, he was guillotined. And even in this life, Sri Aurobindo would sometimes, you know, put his hand over the nape of neck because that was such a sharp blow. So when we look at how they labored, so here there is one line in Savitri which brings all that. So he says a long dim preparation is human life till it breaks into the point of God, and then he says, in him, this now was witnessed in that son of force. Mean he has gone through all the stages. This now was witnessed in that son of force. What is the meaning of son of force? Tapasvi. Force with a capital F. He is born of the divine mother's force. Shiva is the lord of force. Tapasya. Gathering all the energies of concentrated spiritual endeavor. That is tapasya. So he is the son of force. So he has gone through all that preparation and reached this point. And then what is that point? It's a hint for all of us. In him, that high transition laid its base from the finite into the infinite. Original and supernal immanence of which all nature's process is the art. The cosmic worker set his secret hand to turn this frail mud engine to heaven use. See how Arjun was prepared. Arjun says, Ghoram Karmam, why are you pushing me here? Such is my will. Why me? He questions, why me? He says, because you know, Arjun, you have forgotten. We have been friends. We have fought the battle of the ages as Naranarayan. I am every time resisting my temptation in a short time to get into these stories of Naranarayan. As Naranarayan. You have forgotten. Because he says, who are you? You are telling me such wonderful things. I never knew. I took you as a friend. I was moving around, putting my hand around your shoulders. Who are you? So he says, you know, I am the one who gave this yoga to the sun god, Vivaswan. Then from there it went to Ikshvaku. Suryavansh started with that. Manu, then Ikshvaku. And then it was lost. I am giving it to you. He says, why me? Suddenly, I have done nothing. So he says, because you are my dear friend. So I am revealing these secrets to you, Arjun. Arjun doesn't know the mystery. And he turns the frail mud engine into heaven use. This is what we all have been made for. Frail mud engine is this body, this clay. Not to abandon is matka tut gaya and all that, you know, that this is useless, human body. No. This human body, Shobindra describes as the occult mysteries workshop. This has to be turned into the use of the divine. Body in the Indian thought originally, and now Shobhindu is bringing back, is an instrument of the divine. Not something to be disdained, not something to be discarded, thrown away as useless or an obstacle. Because it is the instrument through which the divine can pour his energies on the world. Then, of course, the instrument will be upgraded. So, see what it says. So, how does he prepare the instrument? A presence wrought behind the ambiguous screen. What is the ambiguous screen? Body. Why ambiguous? See, Shobhindu, you know, we are just enjoying Savitri. Why is he using the word ambiguous? Because it is said, Manushi tanu ashritam. I dwell within the human body. Shri Krishna says in the Gita, immanence. But we can see nothing of the divine in the human body. See what a screen it is. It holds and it hides. You cannot see. It is the same way, like as I was saying, you ask a farmer, what is going to happen here? This is an empty plot of land, you sell me. He'll say, no. Why? He'll say, you know, beautiful flowers are going to come here. I think Aramuniji may have gone through that stage. How can you say so? So farmers will say, those flowers are in my mind. One day I am going to put them and they will come. Ah, you are living too much in the mind. This is how things happen. Aspire, aspire. And so what happens? He is describing. So how does the divine deal with those whom he wants to become his instrument? Mother at one place says, she says, you know, it is said that the divine deals with his friends very severely. See the Pandavas. So one of the disciples remarks, that's why he has so few of them. Somebody asked the mother, Mother, I want to be like Champaklal. Mother said, what? Do you know how I prepared him? Small little mistake. And she would say, what, Champaklal, you are doing like this? She would, you know, that she was preparing like Ugra Chandi. Not like that you can just get prepared. If you have to be prepared, you have to be willing to bear. Those who are made ready, Amrit Das, she would tell all kinds of things, scold, and you know, Amrit Das is sitting and smiling with his head bent. Somebody asked, Amrit, mother was scolding you, shouting at you. You are smiling? He said, yes. Why? She was pointing your mistake. He said, yes. Why are you smiling? He says, see how much she loves me. She knows I will never misunderstand her. Have you ever seen her do like this to anyone? He says, no. Because she loves me so much. She knows that that bond of love. That's why the mother said, first and the last manager of Sri Aurobindo Ashram. The only manager. Mother says there can be nobody else manager after this. How she prepared? It beat his soil to bear a titan's weight. So I have my own Hindi word I have coined. You must have heard about various asanas. There is an asan which is a dynamic asan. Asan is sthit in one place. No? So my term for that asan which divine makes us do is dhobi pachhadasan. Now what is dhobi pachhadasan? Everybody is laughing. धोबी को देखा है कपड़ा लेके ऐसे उठा के धड़क फिर पीछे कपड़ा बोलते है थोड़ा रुक जाओ चैन लेने दो धड़क कपड़ा लास्ट में क्या करता है कपड़ा ठीक है जो करना है करो व्हाट डज द क्लॉथ से आप इनिशियली इट्स ओ व्हाट देन इट्स व्हाई मी आफ्टर सम टाइम इट्स ही विल डू व्हाट ही हैज टू डू सो ही सेज ओके सरेंडर. If you ask the washerman, what are you doing? He says, I'm cleansing it thoroughly. Because I have to wear that dress. So that's called dhobi pachhad asan. So it beat his soil. Soil is human nature. To bear a titan's weight. एक उर्दू में भी एक शायर ने ऐसे ही बोलते हैं, वो कहते हैं कि I'll say in Hindi then in English, says रंज का खून गर करे इंसान तो मिट जाता है रंज. कहते हैं यू नो सम टाइम यू फील अनहैप्पी अबाउट लाइफ सॉरी, बट आफ्टर सम टाइम यू किल दिस फेलो व्हाट दिस फीलिंग ऑफ अनहैप्पीनेस, देन व्हाट हैपन, ही सेज मुश्किलें मुझ पर पड़ी इतनी कि आसान हो गई. गॉड गेव मी सो मेनी ट्रबल्स, आफ्टर सम टाइम आई स्टार्टेड लाफिंग, ओ ये पीपल आर कॉलिंग इट दिस ट्रबल, दिस इज अ जॉय राइड. सो ही सेज दिस इज हाउ ही प्रिपेयर्स. It beat his soil to bear a titan's weight, refining half-hewn blocks of natural strength. All of us have these half-hewn blocks, is half-baked. They have to be thrown into the fire again. That's how we become ready to build the mansion of the Lord. Not like half-baked clay. So when we say, oh, I want to be mother, your instrument, and then she will pick up, put into the furnace. Mother, mother, what are you doing, mother? You said something. I took it seriously. You don't want? No, okay. How does raw iron turn into steel? You'll never see the process. You will never know. That's how Savitri also is described. That also we'll read. So, it built his soul into a statued god. That's how gods are created, out of a man or a woman. Out of a human being. Through this process. Making a god is not. See how the rishis built human gods in out of human. The craftsman of the magic stuff of self, who labors at his high and difficult plan in the wide workshop of the wonderful world. This world is a workshop of the divine. This world is a laboratory of the divine. And in that laboratory, the most critical parts, the rare earth and the critical parts are being prepared in India. And the real experiment is going on in these places. The ashram, Auroville, these, Sri Aurobindo Dhamma, these places where that experiment is going on. The world is a laboratory of God. Think about it this way. How beautiful it will be. We are all going through various kinds of experiments. Thankfully, God is doing the experiment. Why? So that out of us a greater being may arise. Then it's so beautiful. When we know the goal, it makes life so easy. When the cloth knows that why the washerman is hitting me hard, because he loves me. He wants to use this cloth for him to wear. It is his own cloth. He wants to wear it. You are happy. When we don't know the purpose, the same thing looks, oh, what a terrible world. He is using the word wonderful world. Why? Because it's only here, this is the smithy of God where a new creation is made. A new creation which will go higher than the gods. Even the gods would envy. That's how Mother describes. When there is the new creation, even the gods would want to take a human birth because it will be a privilege. स्वर्ग में भी वो नहीं मिलेगा जो यहां मिलेगा. इवन नाउ दे सेंस, बट देन दे विल नो. सो दैट इज द डिस्क्रिप्शन. मॉडल्ड इन इनवर्ड टाइम हिज रिदमिक पार्ट. सो अशुपतिज प्रिपरेशन एंड ऑल हु हैव टू पार्टिसिपेट, दे आर बीइंग प्रिपेयर्ड इन इनवर्ड टाइम. इनवर्ड टाइम इज वेरी डिफरेंट देन आउटवर्ड टाइम. Inward time is something happens. It's very interesting. Shobindo's words and vocabulary and the use of words. What is inward time? See, outward time is that something happened which is you committed. Let us say something which is horrible. Now you are something within you wants to change. It takes long time to change. Outward time. Inward time is instantly you recognize at some point that things must change and the process begins. Inward time. Sometimes it can be instantaneous, like Ratnakar transformed into Valmiki. So that's called inward time. There is a whole preparation and the change. So divine is shaping him inside. Then came the abrupt, transcendent miracle. And a couple of lines below. The masked, immaculate, grandeur could outline, a travail in the occult womb of life, his dreamed magnificence of things to be, a crown of the architecture of the worlds, a mystery of married earth and heaven, annexed divinity to the mortal scheme. This is worth trying. Annexed divinity to the mortal scheme. Swarga ka bhog. See, this is our story, you know. Shri Krishna brings Parijat from heaven. Gods don't want to give it because they are afraid. Men will grow like, see, Parijat is aspiration. That's the name mother has given. Men will grow like gods. So they say, no, 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 no. Why are you saying? He says, I'm sorry. Satyabhama has demanded. Satyabhama's demand is, Satyabhama is the Bhumija. She is the daughter of earth. See, the story is so symbolic. He says, daughter of earth has demanded and I must get now. Enough, you people have kept it. Now I'm going to carry it to earth. Similarly, we see Prometheus in the Greek mythology bringing the fire to man. This is called annexing the divinity, that which is not found on earth. High sacrifice, splendid thoughts, noble ideals. All that when you bring, the joy that can laugh in the face of death, that if you can bring to earth, annex divinity. So who is the one who brings? A seer was born, a shining guest of time. This was the ancient Indian ideal. Who was the rishi, seer, who could annex divinity to mortal scheme? In this human body, who could bring that which is inaccessible to humans? Savitri is that like prasad and gifts it to the human being. So this is the, and then since I mentioned about, you know, the ideal, so there is a long preparation, then there is the leap. Those who have gone through the preparation, they are ready for the leap. Those who want a comfortable life, as they say, no, and then aadhe idhar jao, aadha udhar jao. To Bhagwan ye poochte hain, kya chahiye? Bhagwan chain ki jindagi, okay, theek hai. Usual stuff. You want comfortable life, okay. Nahi Bhagwan. Humko to victory in the battle with of the gods. Devasur sangram mein devtaon ki taraf se humko. Achha, okay, come. Ye kam hote hain aise wale log. ज्यादातर भगवान के पास क्यों जाते हैं? ये मिल जाए, मेरा क्या बोलते हैं, घर बन जाए, कार आ जाए, बेटा बेटी बाहर विदेश में, अभी भगा रहे हैं विदेश से बाहर. ये सब डेटेड है. लौट के बुद्धू घर को आए. मेरा बेटा कितना गर्व से बताते हैं. आई फील सो सिली एंड स्टूपिड, यू नो, व्हेन समबडी सेज, यू नो, बाय गॉड्स ग्रेस माय चिल्ड्रन आर सेटल्ड, वन इज, यू नो, ही इज इन डीसी डूइंग दिस, अनदर इज इन हार्वर्ड स्टार्टिंग. ही सेड, व्हाट ए नॉनसेंसिकल थिंग दिस मैन इज ब्लैबरिंग. ही इज फीलिंग हैप्पी अबाउट इट. ये कोई खुश होने की बात है, दुखी होने की बात है? यही बनाया तुमने जो अपना लिए जी रहा है और अपना लिए कमा रहा है, तुमको पैसा भेज भी रहा है. अगर कभी बात भी करते हैं फोन पे, ज्यादातर तो बात नहीं करते, बोलते डैड आई एम टू बिजी, वाइफ को डैड ही, यू नो, एक्चुअली ही इज वेरी बिजी, कर कुछ नहीं रहा है. एंजॉय. इज दैट द आइडियल? नो. व्हाट इज दैट ग्रेट आइडियल फॉर विच आवर पूर्वज दे लिव्ड एंड एस्टैब्लिश्ड? We see that in Rama, we see that in Krishna, we see that in, you know, all the great ones, we see that in Sri Aurobindo and the mother, what exemplars. So here we read this in the life of Savitri, that how the divine prepares. And before that, see, when first this hour of God is blinding, it's like a curtain of darkness which falls. How Sri Aurobindo describes on page 11, an absolute supernatural darkness falls on man sometimes when he draws near to God. Shivji ka darshan chahiye na, pehle Vasuki baitha hota hai. Aapne dekha na, Vasuki is projecting in. Aapko usko milna hai. नंदी देव के पास तो सब चले जाते हैं, क्योंकि नंदी के कान में आप बोलेंगे शिव जी को सुनाई देगा, दैट द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ द भक्ता. इफ यू टेल समथिंग टू द भक्ता इट गेट्स ट्रांसमिटेड टू द भगवान, दैट्स द ओल्ड स्टोरी. हनुमान जी को बोलिए, राम जी सुन लेंगे. लेकिन हनुमान जी और राम जी के बीच में और नंदी और शिव के बीच में लोग भूल जाते हैं वासुकी, द ग्रेट किंग ऑफ सर्पेंट्स. वी वॉन्ट ए क्यूरेटेड शिव जी. अरे वो काटेगा तो इलाज भी उन्हीं के पास है. सो दैट्स वॉट एन एब्सोल्यूट सुपर नेचुरल लव. सोचो ये तो हम लोग पिक्चर में तो बहुत अच्छा लगता है, शिवजी ऐसे बैठ करके बैठे हैं, इतना इजी नहीं है. जब वासुकी का दर्शन होता है तो कहते हैं ये भगवान कहाँ गया, शिवजी दिखाई नहीं दे रहे हैं, पीछे हैं मेरे, पास थ्रू मी, श्योर काटोगे तो नहीं, पता नहीं. सर्पों का राजा हूं, श्री कृष्णा सेज Among the serpents, I am Vasuki. अब सर्प तो सर्प है, काट भी सकता हूं. Is the serpent of evolution, but I know just not. But evolution comes through challenges. That's why serpents are powers of evolution. That's why cobra is. So, an absolute supernatural darkness falls on man sometimes when he draws near to God. An hour arrives when fail all nature's means. Cast out, forced out from the protecting ignorance. जितने चाचा मामा ताऊ माता पिता जब सब आपको काम नहीं आ रहे, दोस्त सब बोल दिए टाटा बाय बाय, नाउ इट इज द आवर ऑफ गॉड. द्रौपदी का स्टोरी यही है ना लास्ट में, हे हृदय कमल में निवास करने वाली, वन हु इज सीटेड इन माई हार्ट. तो कृष्णा से वाई डिंट शी आस्क कृष्णा लेटर ऑन, द्रौपदी गीता, वाई डिंट यू कम एट वंस. I am not going into controversy whether Draupadi is, this Chirharan is there technically in Vyasa's Mahabharata or not. That's a different story. But she, he says, you were looking at Pandavas. I said, okay. She is playing a game of hide and seek. I'll play the game of hide and seek. Then you were looking towards Bhishma, all this. Nothing worked. Then you called me with names that, you know, Chir Sagar, Nivasi, Ananta Sayanam, Bhujanga Shayanam. Okay, I was sleeping on the serpent, you told me. Then when everything failed, you called me, O thou who art seated in my heart. There I came. Forced out from their protecting ignorance. What is ignorance? God is high above. What is knowledge? He is seated. He is closer to me than my breath. I can doubt my existence, but I cannot doubt the divine presence. He is closer than my heartbeats. That's how Shobindo describes in Who. He says, the master of man and his infinite lover is close to our hearts, had we vision to see. We are lost in the pride and the pomp of our passions. We are bound by our hearts. We are bound by our thoughts where we hold ourselves free. हो जाती है ना सवारी महाराजाओं की. They should remember what that great poet wrote when Jagannath Rath is going. So he says, Poth Bhave Ami Dev. Everybody is bowing on the, they are lying down on the floor, no? So that road thinks, I am God. Poth bhave ami dev, rath bhave ami dev. The rat says, oh, they are bowing to me. The idol vigraha thinks, I am dev. Deva bhave ami dev. And then he says, master line, hase antaryami. He who is dwelling inside, he doesn't know me. That's how it is. So it's, he's as near as that. But that's where, what is ignorance? God is, that's what death will tell Savitri. Oh, God is very far there. Savitri will tell him something, but let's keep it as a suspense story. Savitri, a lot of suspense in it, okay? And flung back on his naked primal need, he at length must cast from him his surface soul and be the ungarbed entity within. When crisis comes, Most people will break down, but few will rise high. And those who rise high on that, they are the marked out for the new creation. If you break down, you break down. You come again, because people keep on putting that effort. That hour had fallen now on Savitri. A point she had reached where life must be in vain. Or in her unborn element awake, her will must cancel her body's destiny. See the challenge of destiny. This is how one must face the challenge. When everything fails, that's what is the great dialogue between Yajnavalk and Gargi. You know, the background I am skipping. Keep the story short. Yajnavalk, what gives light when the sun is not? The moon. What gives light when the moon is not? The stars. And when the stars are not, the fire. And when the fire is extinguished, the self. And where does the light of the self come from? Then he says, Gargi, this question, if you ask, your head will split into 1,000 parts. It's beyond the mind. There is something which blazes. That's how the Kathopanishad puts it. Natatra suryo bhanti nema chandra tarako kutum yamagni. And then Yama says, you know, Nachiketa, you are asking me about that on whose meals heroes and sages are his meal and I, death, am a spice in his banquet. You want me to ask about that? But this is our strength. This dwells in our mortal body. Just to even imagine that the divine mother, with whose breath millions of universes come and are extinguished, she dwells within us. Ye hai satya jo humko jeena hai. ये नहीं जो बाहर दिख रहा, अरे जिंदगी खराब हो गया, उसने कर दिया, इसने कर दिया, कोई नहीं, भगवान ही डार्कनेस ला रहे, वही लाइट को अंदर जगाएंगे. दैट इज वेयर वी हैव टू वेक अप टू. सो दैट इज द रिमाइंडर दैट गॉड ड्वेल्स एंड फॉर हिम नथिंग इज इम्पॉसिबल. सो देर इज ऑल्सो दिस सावित्री इज डिबेट विद डेथ वेयर डेथ आस. बिकॉज ये भी लोग पूछते हैं, आप कुछ ज्यादा आशावादी तो नहीं हो रहे? हम तो भाई, हम तो उस राष्ट्र की संतान हैं जहां हम मृत्यु में भी पुनर्जन्म की आशा देखते हैं. हम तो उनकी संतान हैं. हम प्रलय के बाद नवसृष्टि को देखते हैं. हम तो उनकी संतान हैं. हम तो आशावादी हैं, जन्म से आशावादी हैं. तो आशावाद का आधार क्या है? व्हाट इज द बेसिस ऑफ योर सेइंग दैट दिस वर्ल्ड विल बिकम डिवाइन? वेल, बिकॉज डिवाइन ड्वेल्स विद इन द वर्ल्ड एंड व्हाट इज विद इन इट विल रिलीज इटसेल्फ वन डे. जो गर्भ में है वो एक दिन आएगा. यही तो था ना आशावाद. ये तो ओरिजिनल स्टोरी ना हमारी कृष्ण जी की, कि कंस का राज खत्म होगा. दुर्वासा ऋषि बोल देते हैं, हाँ एक दिन खत्म होगा, एक छोटा बच्चा आके उंगली पर उठा लेगा, पर्वत तो खत्म होगा. बोलने का मतलब है कि कभी नहीं खत्म होगा. बच्चा है, आएगा, भविष्यवाणी हुई है. कंस को भी विश्वास नहीं है. कंस को लेकिन एक ही बंदा है, मानना पड़ेगा. वैसे उसको विश्वास था. देखो अभी भी ये सेम थिंग इज हैपनिंग नाउ. वी आर क्रिटिसाइजिंग इंडिया, बट who knows that India is a danger? So much so that it's so strange. See, one of the ministers in the US cabinet, the man who is advising the president, you know what statement he made? He said, you know, the war in Ukraine is Modi's war. Now, he actually said it. So he asked, how? People, now you know, that fellow knows the occult truth. It's not about Russian oil. He knows this is the power that is going to rise and govern the world. This must be stopped. That's why they are trying all of their energies to stop. Somehow. It's not about tariffs. But he whom God has decided that he will rise. Sri Aurobindo says in Yoga and its Objects, that for every cycle, God keeps one country reserved for himself. And then he says, in this Chaturyuga at least it is India. And you see, people try to understand the India story. 75 years, Churchill had declared, ye to, dhai saal mein they will come to us with a begging bowl. Today the reverse has happened. 75 years mein, kaun begging bowl leke aa raha hai? Wahi jo chori karke le gaye the. Chori ka phal to kadwa hota hai, sabr ka phal meetha. Nahin, it's really, you cannot explain India's story without somehow bringing in the divine. It's just impossible. Everybody had pronounced, even now they are pronouncing, ye ho jayega, wo ho jayega. Wait. Bhagwan ka haath jis par pad jata hai, kyunki chhipa hua hai na, ye rishon ki bhoomi hai, isko poshit kiya gaya hai. But we have to do our effort to join the Nar and Narayan. That's what we have. It doesn't mean we just sit silently. No. So that's where he says, so we are on page 591. And death says, Savitri, all this is, you know, useless things. Death can return, this can happen, fate can be changed. Don't try all this thing. Go back. Go back, be in peace. Maybe you will remarry. You'll be happy. I will give you lovely children. Ultimately, she says, no. Savitri is the adamant child. All adamant children have a beautiful future. Those who readily listen, be careful. That's why we used to say, no, as children, when Krishna, just some, there was a very naughty child, not listening to anyone, so at least in the northern part, this used to be the refrain. Ye kahan se kanhaiya aa gaya ghar mein? Now you can't even say kanhaiya anything. Because he's kanhaiya. Kanhaiya will not listen to anybody. Very smiling, he will get his things done. Now you see, har ghar kanhaiya. So you have this wonderful thing. So he tells her, yes, yes, God is there. Savitri, I know you are talking about God. But God is there in heaven or beyond heaven. He is in some, you know, anirvachaniya, ineffable, in that state. Immutable Brahman, akshara Brahma, paramam. That he doesn't talk about Purushottama. He stops, you know, there is that yanamanasana manute yanahur manomata. I'm not going into it. This can be interpreted in another way. Very positive way. But normally how it is interpreted. Yanamanasana manute yanahur manomata. Tadeva Brahman tam vidhi nedam yadidam upasati. He is not here. He's there. That is Brahman. Not this which men are, you know, struggling here. So he asks, what is this God what you are saying? Who is your God? See, the shift that must take place. And this we see the difference between Semitic religions and India. People talk all kinds of things. But the fundamental difference is, it's not that they don't talk of God, they don't have some mystic experiences, all that is there. But the God of the Semitic religions is always above. He doesn't descend on earth. He either speaks through, once he spoke through some messenger, and once he sent somebody from somewhere, and that's it. But otherwise, he has nothing to do with earth. But our God dwells in the mortal clay. Ek Ram ghat ghat ka vasi, ek Ram hai sabse jara. Our God dwells in the mortal clay. Such something so beautiful about Sanatana Dharma. And if you only live this truth that God dwells in everything, see, life will change. We'll make this India will become truly beautiful when we begin to believe seriously that yes, God dwells here in my country, in my village, in my house, and everywhere I must, you know, deal with things, with the pen I use, with the, you know, I shouldn't dirty anything simply because God dwells here. It's not only in the mandir. Mandir came much later. Incidentally, if you see the Vedic Kal, we don't hear about that. But God dwells. This is the temple. If this temple can become clean, so Savitri describes beautiful who this God is. Because everybody says, ek hi God hai. Mere ek dost hai, one of my friends, Switzerland ke hai, Auroville mein hai, achhi dosti hai. To mazak mein kehte hai, sab ka malik ek. Bola, haan, iske baad aap ye mat bolna ki, lekin mera malik tere wale malik se bada hai. We laugh at each other. I said, haan, wo theek hai. लेकिन वो एक कौन है? यू सी बाई, इट्स नॉट जस्ट एनफ टू से दैट देर इज वन गॉड. वॉट इज द कंसेप्शन ऑफ गॉड दैट आई एम होल्डिंग इन माई हेड? दैट्स इंपॉर्टेंट. ऑफकोर्स देर इज वन गॉड. आई मे से मेरा तो गॉड एक ही है, एंड आई मे बी रेफरिंग टू द लोकल पॉलिटिशियन. हमारा भगवान तो भैया वो हमको देता है, देवता है, इवन माफिया डॉन वो हमारा घर में आके हमको दे जाता है, जो खाली हमको उसको हफ्ता देना पड़ता है. सुरक्षा वो पुलिस से ज्यादा देता है. ये थोड़ी कि वो गॉड. सो ईच टू ईच हिज ओन गॉड. सो वी मस्ट नो विच गॉड ईश्वर बिंदु स्पीकिंग ऑफ. वॉट इज दिस कंसेप्शन ऑफ गॉड? पेज 591 विल रीड दिस पैसेज, देन विल डेफिनेटली स्टॉप. यू डोंट हैव टू रिमाइंड मी अबाउट द टाइम बिकॉज वी आर ऑल फीलिंग हंग्री, आई एम श्योर. Who is this God imagined by thy night? Just imagine. Death says, no, God is nirakar, nirvikalp. He has nothing to do with this earth. He cannot come and, you know, change. You can go and merge. He has no relation with this world. And what is Savitri saying? Of course, there is a truth in that. But there is something still greater. Who is this God imagined by thy night? Contemptuously creating worlds disdained. Who made for vanity the brilliant stars? Who is this God who allowed this Maya and trapped us in? And then, you know, he says, your Papa and Punya. After saying, okay, at least stay with one word, Baba, that this is illusion. At least we will say Papi Punya is illusion. At least we will feel comfort zone. Okay, it's illusion, doesn't matter. You are saying it's an illusion. Then you are saying, he will sin, now you will suffer. Ek baat bolo na. So, look at it. So he is saying that who created for vanity? Is this God? So who created? Not he who has reared his temple in my thoughts and made his sacred floor my human heart. Your God may be that who created illusion. My God dwells in the heart. His temple has been built by him in my heart. He dwells in my thoughts and flows in my speech and breathes in my acts. And I offer my worship through my life. That's the God she speaks of. My God is will and triumphs in his paths. If the human will can unite with the divine will, this is the Nar and Narayana, then nothing is impossible. But our will is tied to 101 desires. Will has become the handmaid of desire. And desire is pulling it, that also, ye bhi, wo bhi, wo bhi. But if human will, so she says, my God is will and triumphs upon his, in his paths. My God is love and sweetly suffers all. Bhagwan ki pehchan vinamrata se hoti hai. Wo nahi ki bahut upar ek baith gaye wahan. माला वाला पहन करके भगवान की श्लोक. शिवबिंद सेज इन गॉड इन इज वन ऑफ हिज पोयम्स, दाउ हु परवेडेस्ट ऑल द वर्ल्ड्स बिलो येट सिटेस्ट अबव, मास्टर ऑफ ऑल हु वर्क एंड रूल एंड नो, सर्वेंट ऑफ लव, दाउ हु डिस्डेनेस्ट नॉट द वर्म टू बी नॉर इवन द क्लॉड. भगवान कभी किसी को नहीं कहते ये तो तुच्छ है, बेकार है, यूज, ये तो डेविल कहता है. तो कहते हैं कि thou who disdainest not the worm to be nor even the clod, therefore we know that by that humility that thou art God. भगवान तो वो हैं जो आप मट्टी उठा लेंगे ना और बोलेंगे मैं इसमें से देव मूर्ति बनाना चाहता हूं, कहते हैं ओके, आप बना दो, उसमें समा भी जाएंगे, आपको रिस्पॉन्ड भी करेंगे. दैट्स अवर ट्रेडिशन. माई गॉड इज लव एंड स्वीटली सफर्स ऑल. ही सफर्स अस, डज नॉट कंडेम अस, बट सफर्स Sweetly, to him I have offered hope for sacrifice. Hamari asha ka aadhar. He is the basis of our hope. Not government, not machinery, not systems, not humanity. But only the divine who dwells within the heart. And gave my longings as a sacrament. See, she is saying, every day I offer something to God. What? My hope. My longings. That is what I can put as oblations into the sacrificial fire. Who shall prohibit or hedge in his course? This is the inner yagna. He said, when he wakes up, when Krishna wakes up, who can stop him? Last man who tried was Duryodhan. Not the last man, second last man. Aha, Duryodhan, bandh mujhe zanjeer badi kya laya hai? Tu mujhe bandhne aaya hai? Pehle tu bandh pavan nishchal ye dekh anal mujhme le hai, ye dekh pavan mujhme le hai. So he showed him, don't try to bind me. This was second last. Then British Empire did it with Sri Aurobindo. Tied and put him in jail. Sri Aurobindo comes out stronger. Changing the whole empire's fate is sealed. So he says, you want to tie me? But I have come to liberate you. This is the difference. We tie God in places, in our mental conceptions, in the limits. He can do this, he cannot do this. But what does the divine do? He liberates us from all. From our own conceptions, from systems, from philosophies, from religions. And he liberates us into the vastness of God's embrace. So he says, the wonderful, the charioteer, the swift. Who is my God? What can I speak about him? Asharivat pashyati kashchidenam. He is the wonderful. He is the charioteer. She is telling death, you know, he is the one carrying me in the chariot. The swift. You don't realize what's going to happen to you next moment, Mr. President. He topples the throne of tyrant kings. He is like that. He loves to doing that. You know, Kansa is sitting. Ah, chanod mustik. I will see these Krishna and Balram, young fellows. They are going to die now. He is sitting on his throne. Next moment, Krishna is there, sitting on his neck. I topple the throne of tyrant kings. So this is the God. The swift, a traveler of the million roads of life. His steps, so he knows every path. If you remember the divine, wherever you are and whatever path you are taking, he will be with us. He will take it as his path. All paths are his path. And you can equally say he has no path. That's the beauty of this all-wide divine presence. His steps, familiar with the lights of heaven. Of course he knows the heavens, he knows the gods. But does it mean that he doesn't know hell? If I fall there, who will rescue me? I want a guarantee there. He says, his steps familiar with the lights of heaven. Tread without pain the sword-paved courts of hell. There he descends to edge eternal joy. Mother says, if you fall, my child, I don't wait. I come down with you. Someone once told me, I am not going to mention one of the Gnostic religions. So they said, you know, Krishna did hinsa. According to us, he is suffering in hell. No, he is in hell. What do you have to say about it? I said, absolutely correct. I said, who else but Krishna has the power to descend into hell and bring delight there? I said, only Krishna can enter there and build delight. This is the conception of the divine that we have to carry. Even in hell. So that's what we can reconnect with that. Who? We are bound by our thoughts where we hold ourselves free. It is he in the sun who is ageless and deathless. And into the midnight his shadow is thrown. When darkness was dense and covered with darkness. Aprakritim salilam. The inconscient, when darkness was dense and covered within darkness, he was seated within it, immense and alone. Because the supermind is hidden in the inconscient, therefore the inconscient will emerge. Is the real idea, the driving force. Therefore the inconscient is yielding little by little, grudgingly. And it is bound to ultimately deliver the little Krishna within the prison. Love's golden wings have power to fan thy void. Death, you think that nobody can come here? He is here. And here also he can bring the waft of heaven's light. We know what happened with that. There is a nice novel, Antonio Silvio Curios, that Lost Footsteps, where Sri Aurobindo comes in the jail to this man who is a concentration camp fellow, and you know, he wants to commit suicide, and he sees Sri Aurobindo He doesn't know anything about Sri Aurobindo. He used to call him Robindo Ghosh because he couldn't get the name. So Aurobindo Ghosh. So he got it as Robindo Ghosh. He says that the change that came over him was that he would start experiencing ecstasy in the yatana, in the torture. That was the change that came over him. And eventually he said that, where is this person? And he just remembered that bearded, whom he used to call Aurobindo Ghosh, and finally found a book, Life Divine, in New York library. And then, you know, he discovered. So they can fan. The eyes of love gaze star-like through death's night. The feet of love tread naked, hardest worlds. He labors in the depths, exults on the heights. He shall remake thy universe, O death. This is the conception of the divine we must hold. God is that love which can transform us. And now you see last four lines. So death says, he says, you know, what is thy hope? All that he says. And then after all this hearing, death says, I know you are talking too much about love. But he says that you should also know. Because death answered her one deep surrounding cry. Know also, knowing, thou shalt cease to love and cease to will, delivered from thy heart. So shalt thou rest forever and be still, consenting to the impermanence of things. He says, your problem, you know, Savitri, you are very passionate in your heart. Your love is okay, agreed, but love is not the thing. There is no love. There is no heart. There is only that jnanam. He says that you should know. Your problem is, you know, you should join some school where they will teach you. There is no place for sentiment, emotion, love, etc. God is only knowledge. And see what answer Savitri gives. Then we will stop. But Savitri replied, for man to death. What is she replying? When I have loved forever, I shall know. What power in these words. Why? There is a logic to it. It's not just an emotion. Look at the logic. For what is knowledge? In the initial original sense, it is oneness. Vidya. What is avidya? Division is avidya. The last division is world and God. Any division, even between world and God, it is avidya. Vidya is oneness. So she says, when I have loved. Why? When I have loved forever, I shall know. Love in me knows the truth, all changings mask. You are showing me this is impermanent, that is impermanent, this is good, this is bad, this is all this. But I see the divine presence in all. You know, death, you are not able to see that. All changings mask. I know that knowledge is a vast embrace. I know that every being is myself. In every heart is hidden the myriad one. That's where this yoga starts. Yoga and its objects. Unfortunately, we start seeing darkness, hostile force everywhere. Some people are so obsessed. This is hostile, that is hostile. Are you are supposed to meditate on God everywhere. So people who keep criticizing others all the time, be careful. Stay away from the company. So what we are supposed to see? Read Yoga and its objects. First meditation that Sri Aurobindo gives. You must see God everywhere and in everything. See all as the Leela of the Vasudev. Not only in things which are pleasant, but also things which are painful. Not only in that which is good to human eyes, but also in that which is evil. This is the first meditation Sri Aurobindo gives. In all situations and circumstances, see the Leela of the Vasudev everywhere. This is the first meditation that we have to keep on doing till it explodes as a truth within our being. Jai Ma.